This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
To the average Westerner, the traditional head covering worn by Muslim women, the hijab, has become a symbol of oppression.
We need to settle the hijab or the veil issue. A lot of people of other faiths question the covering of the head, you know, when Muslim women wear the hijab. So we try to find out about it straight from the source.
For many Muslim women, dressing modestly is an act of worship, which stems from a clear understanding that the Quran is the unchanged and unaltered word of God. For them, choosing to dress differently is not an issue of patriarchy, because in Islam, God is neither male nor female.
In Islam, the concept of God is gender neutral. Allah created genders but is not gendered. And I think that's important, therefore there's not an issue of favoring one or the other gender.
Say to the believing men that they should lower their gaze and guard their modesty. That is purer for them. And God is well aware of what they do.
And as you get older, there's more other misconceptions. I mean, especially with today's society and the way it is, people constantly come up to me and they say, does your husband make you wear it? Does your dad make you wear it? Do the men in the family make you wear it? And of course, in a way, it's always talking about oppression. They think that the men force women to wear that kind of hijab. But in reality, it's not at all that way. And unfortunately, our society isn't educated enough, and we have to educate them.
With the help of Allah, I may be able to inform people about Islam. It's also important for me to let others know that I was not forced into this religion. I really want to share this with the people. I really hope I will make a difference in France.
There's a question that just came back to my mind that I think is important. I just would like to ask you, not from a personal point of view, but because probably a lot of people are thinking it very loud. Did you embrace Islam and did you start wearing your headscarf to please your husband?
No, absolutely pas. Justement, ce serait une grosse
absolutely not. And actually, it would be a major mistake. Everyone should embrace Islam and be convinced in their heart. And they should do this to actually seek the acceptance of the Creator, not to get the praises of the husband or the people.
What motivated me was when I had gone back to study the Quran, I found that it was a direct command from Allah, from God. And that's why I wear hijab.
For Muslims, who has the right to tell us? Who has the right to tell me what to do? The answer is very clear. The one who created me, Allah. The only one who has the authority to legislate is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He has complete right to tell me what to do and what not to do. That is the essence of Islam. Islam means what? Submission. A Muslim is one who submits. Submits to what? To the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By definition, a Muslim gives up his rights. He says, oh Allah, you created me, you know what's best. You tell me what to do. By definition.
The hijab is not to oppress the woman. Actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the wisdom behind the hijab. Not everything Allah mentioned the wisdom behind why we should do it. But Allah mentioned the wisdom behind the hijab. And Allah said to the believing women to put this garment over themselves, the khamar over themselves, to dress in this way, And Allah gave two reasons for that. The first reason is that so the people may know and recognize them to be believing Muslim women. And the second reason is that they may go unmolested. So the first reason is, it is a type of uniform. It is a type of means of recognition. Because the way you dress, the way you dress makes a statement about yourself. It's a fact.
This is the practical application of what I'm talking about. Like a guy be out, just having a lot of guys. You be out at a club, bar, right? He's kicking with your boys. And a girl walks by, and man, she looks good. She looks good. Not good in that classical way. I mean, you know, I'm talking good. Like, she got half her ass hanging out her skirt. Her titties are all mashed together, popping out the top of her turtleneck and shit. And you with your buddies, right? You with your buddies, you got a couple drinks in you, and you see a girl, you might try to talk to her, this might not come out right. I don't know what you say, but damn, look at them titties! Right? The girl gets mad at you, wait a minute! Just because I'm dressed this way does not make me a... Which is true. Gentlemen, that is true. Just because they dress a certain way doesn't mean they are a certain way. Don't ever forget it. But ladies, you must understand that that is confusing. Just is. Now, that would be like me, Dave Chappelle, the comedian, walking around the streets in a cop uniform. Somebody might run up on me. Oh, thank God. Officer, help us. Come on, they're over here. Help us. I'm going to be like, oh. Just because I'm dressed this way does not make me a police officer. You understand what I'm saying?
The way you dress makes a statement about yourself. It's a fact. And you know what is a fact in courts all over the world, in America, in Britain, even I read about here in India. Many women who have gone to court and who have been raped, either the rapist had a very small sentence or no sentence at all. And due to what reason? Because the woman was dressed in a very provocative manner. She was dressed in a very, very provocative manner and behaving in a very provocative manner. And this is something actually that happens to the man. When the man sees a woman dressed in a certain way, behaving in a certain way, something happens to him. So if you dress in a certain way, in a very alluring way, then you're going to get a certain reaction from the man. It's called the birds and it's called the flowers and the bees. Yes? You have the flower, pretty flower, huh? Light, colorful petals. And the flower lets out a nice scent. So the bee is flying along. Bzz, and the bee picks up the scent of the flower. Ooh, it smells nice. And he sees the pretty colors of the flower. And so the bee goes to take the nectar from the flower. That's what happens, yes? It's nature. So when the woman's hair's all here and her lipstick and she's looking all beautiful and this and that, the man, like the busy bee, he says, right? That's and he can't help going towards the beautiful flower. He can't help that. It's the nature. But the problem is it causes lots of problems.
You're going to mess up my family. You're going to do this. You're not even a real friend who would up her family.
Lots of problems, because that girl is someone's daughter or someone's wife or someone's aunt or someone's even someone's mother.
I want to be with
so
her.
So what did you guys do? What did you guys do?
And the evil consequences of this are so many.
But the Quran gives to the Muslim women what we consider to be an ounce of prevention is worth what? An ounce of prevention is worth what? A pound of cure.
So what does Islam do? The woman takes responsibility. She takes social responsibility. Oh.
The duty to behave and dress modestly has been ordained for both genders by the Quran.
A man, for example, who sees fit to wear very revealing clothing, to flirt with women, and to ogle at women, is doing something wrong, just as a woman who does the same is doing something wrong.
She cuts the doors to this evil by covering her beauty. Her beauty is for her husband.
So just like any one of you, if I asked you, what's your PIN number? You wouldn't tell me. If I came to visit you in your house, you wouldn't have your certificates of deposit in front of me. You wouldn't have your jewels in front of me. You wouldn't have your stack of money or your savings in front of me, distributed just because I'm a friend and everything should be transparent. No, you have those valuables in a place that is safe. Might be a bank, might be a safety deposit box. Well, that's just money. That's just tangible things. So don't blame us and don't blame God if he tells us that our mothers and our wives and our daughters, that they should be covered and in a safe place.
My dear sister, you are a diamond.
Women are very respected in Islam. I love wearing hijab. I feel special. I feel protected. I feel like I don't have to be showing off everything to everybody, and it helps me to be kind of private.
They tell her, girl, don't you know this is the West and you are free. You don't need to be oppressed, ashamed of your femininity. She just shakes her head and she speaks so assuredly.
Before I was a Muslim, you know, I had a red Mohican. I was like into short skirts. I was walking about thinking, yeah, you know, I'm liberated. But I realized men just didn't have no respect for me.
The way that women dress now, and they say it's their freedom and this and that, you know, to wear, you know, very revealing clothing and stuff. That basically what they don't understand is when they wear something like that and they walk out of their house, they become an object to every man that looks at them, and some women too. Mm-hmm. So they really don't understand that whenever, you know, you think you're becoming free, but really you're just becoming an object when mm-hmm. you walk out of the house like that. Mm-hmm.
Well, girls are learning from something like this that they're seeing, they're inundated with from all aspects of media, not just television, that this is acceptable behavior for girls. This is what will make boys, you'll get attention from boys, because teen girls are at a volatile stage where they're looking for acceptance and fitting in. So they're being told that these behaviors are acceptable.
What impact does that have on young girls watching? I mean, do they get it? They pick up on this?
Oh, of course. From what the CDC released is that America has the highest teen pregnancy rate of any of the industrialized world, as well as the highest STD rate in teens. So that alone shows that there's definitely, it's had an effect. But things also like low self-esteem, because girls are believing that their value is based on their exterior, being thin, being pretty, being sexy. And so girls are definitely being affected emotionally, mentally.
They say, oh poor girl, you're so beautiful, you know. It's a shame that you cover up your beauty so. She just smiles and graciously responds reassuringly.
Ways to think that you need to look hot and you need to be hot, and that's how you're going to get on TV, and that's how you're going to be somebody, you know. They dress that way because it attracts the attention of men, which then gives them this feeling that they're being accepted more, or that maybe that guy for a moment, maybe he loves them or maybe he likes them, and they get that attention. They want them to desire you. So where is the moral, you know? Are we raising our daughters to think I'm a jewel and I need to cover myself up, and the man that I'm going to spend the rest of my life with deserves to see something that everybody else hasn't seen yet? You know, I mean, do they even have anything left to show their husband when they get married that they didn't show, you know, Johnny at Starbucks or every bozo at Walmart?
God said for the Muslim ladies, draw your clothing across your bosoms and do not allow your natural ornaments to be shown except to those within your family circle. What are the natural ornaments of women, in case you don't know what they are? Their breasts, their shapes that happen to be different than that of men, their hair, those adornments should be covered.
Like when I walked in, people knew this is a religious girl. She doesn't dress for us, she dresses for God. You know, she covers her body. And that's the best feeling. It feels like you took away anyone's right to look at you in a disrespectful way. Nobody can look at you like that. Nobody can think you're some piece of meat, you know.
She covers her beauty. And also, when people see her, they say, no, this is not a woman who is interested in hanky-panky. This is not a woman who's saying, come over here, talk to me, don't I look beautiful, maybe we can go out tonight. No, because she's dressed, she's covered herself in loose clothes, she's covered her hair, she's covered her face, her hands maybe even. And it makes a very clear statement. I am not interested in these things. I am a Muslim woman, I am a believer. I am for my husband and my obedience is to Allah.
But the face can be open. There's nothing wrong with that.
The face is not necessary.
Do you believe that?
I wasn't wearing it before, and now I am. There are people who do believe that the face is obligatory, but I think that it's their choice in the end.
Basma, you were here 3 years ago too. You've asked us not to show any footage of you from that time because you've switched from wearing the hijab, the headscarf, to wearing what we can see now, which is the niqab. Mm-hmm. Tell us why you made that decision.
I've been wearing it for around a year and a half now, and I guess I started to get into my religion more, and I wanted everything and anything that could strengthen me, that could pull me up, give me more confidence. And this was something that I wanted to do, that I could do.
Essentially, what Jack Straw was saying, and a lot of people are saying now, is, you know, how can I trust you? How can I get a feel for what you're saying if I can't see the entirety of your face?
Well, let me ask you a question. How do you get a feel for what somebody's saying when you talk to them on the phone? And we use telephones, like, constantly nowadays. People use the internet. When I cover my... I'm perfectly... fine with myself. Like, I'm not ashamed of myself. I have very high self-esteem, and I'm fine with the way I look. I'm fine with my body, and I just think that if I'm fine with it, then everybody else shouldn't feel badly towards me. I understand your concern, and I'm very, I thank you for your concern if anybody is concerned, but I'm fine.
You see, brothers and sisters, when you see these women all dressed beautifully with everything and their hair everywhere and everything, and she says, but I don't know why the man, he doesn't respect me for my mind. Because sister, you know, lady, we're too busy looking at everything else to think about your mind. That's why we can't think about your mind. But when you cover up, the woman forces us to treat her as a human being and to see what she has to say, not what she has to look like.
Islam has come to lift the status and position of the woman. She is not a commodity. She's not a product. That every time they want to sell something, they will get a woman to present it.
How many times do we turn on the TV or drive past a billboard where a half-naked woman is being used to sell spaghetti or toothbrushes or carpet or whatever?
In the city of Durban, there is a firm called Lucian Motors. They sell second-hand trucks. You know, lorries, trucks. We call them trucks here too? Trucks, we call them trucks. And on the trucks that they advertise, there's a woman in the bikini on top of the truck. Then G North, they sell farm implements. And on the tractors that they advertise, there's a woman in the bikini on top of the tractor. I'm asking these Westerners, I say, what has a woman in the bikini got to do with a second-hand truck or with a tractor? Except the man. You see, the woman is being diagnosed with the adverts. But I am forced to read this advert in my newspaper. I see a BMW motor car. And with a woman in the skimpiest of bikini, what you call the tanga, you know, the G-string. She's standing in front of the motor car, and it's written at the bottom, test drive her now. I'm asking the woman of the car. The woman is buying the car. And her is underlined. Test drive her now. I said, look, this is what you're leading yourself to.
By wearing the hijab, these women are saying, I don't want to be a part of that, and I want to be taken more for my mind than the size of my chest or how long my legs are or what kind of hair I have or anything like that.
So does this liberate the woman? Yes. This is true liberation.
Especially in the scarf, people look at me and they believe that I'm trapped, I'm forced. You know, it's that around us, everyone sees, like people that are non-Muslim and don't understand, will see someone wearing a scarf and think, oh, the poor thing. I feel so sorry for her, you know. But they don't realize that this is freedom. This is the most freedom to me. This is freedom to protect myself, freedom to protect my freedom to protect my modesty. And I believe I have freedom in a way I've never had before. And I've only realized that since I became a Muslim.
And when I started wearing the hijab, men started treating me differently. Now they're treating me with respect, even Western men treating me with respect. They don't look at me like that anymore. They treat me with respect like I'm a proper woman, not just something to be stared at. My worth is more than what I look like now. My worth is in my personality and my heart. It's not what clothes I wear. It's not what color my hair is. It's for me. And that is huge freedom. People say that Islam is oppressing because it forces women to cover up. It doesn't. It gives you back your freedom. It gives you back your life, and it gives you back your worth. And that's completely what I found in Islam.
This is making the woman really what she is. A human being, a mother, a good wife, an honest, chaste person, not just some object for the gratification of the male sex. No. Islam gives women their true humanity. Islam gives women their true nature. And as we found yesterday and we find again today, that Islam truly is the way of life to bring true peace and true happiness to the individual and to the society. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.